Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. You may be seated. One of the things that we've been focusing on this year is the fact that faith doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional about it. You don't plant a tree and expect it to live without a little water, a little tender loving care. Well, our faith is a lot like a living plant. It needs cultivating. It needs tending. It needs nurturing. And we come here together to do that, to worship, to hear God's word, to praise Him, and to take fellowship together, and to study His word. And that's what we've been doing. We've been going through the Bible this year in the form of the story, growing in our knowledge of God's word to us, and nurturing our faith each and every week. We've covered now the Old Testament in 21 chapters. And today we begin the New Testament, chapter 22. And it will take us through the end of November. Today, the birth of the King. Christmas in September. Kind of refreshing, isn't it? Sometimes Christmas is a distraction. We don't hear the message of God's salvation in Christmas because there's too many other things going on in our lives. So it's kind of nice to take a moment and focus on a little bit of Christmas without all of the distractions. Well, let me just for a moment summarize the story up until this point. It's actually quite simple. God had a plan for us when He created the world, and we chose our own plan instead. That's really how it went. Bad decisions led to bad circumstances, which led to more bad decisions. And most of the story up until this point has really been about God's relentless pursuit of us, trying to bring us back into that relationship with Him that we've lost. And the obstacle has been our human sin. It's been a barrier to this relationship. It's been a problem for God as He's raised up the faithful, as He's raised up prophets, as He's raised up anointed ones. They've still struggled with the condition of human sin. And so the fulfillment of God's promise would have to come from God Himself. And boy, has it been a long time in coming. We didn't think it would ever happen. Charles Wesley says it well in his famous Advent hymn, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in Thee." God has been speaking from the time He created the heavens and the earth, through His people Israel, through the prophets, for generation after generation. But He seems to have gone silent. He hasn't spoken for a very long time. And we've begun to believe, perhaps, maybe, God has forgotten His promise. Maybe He's forgotten His people. But the story is not over. It continues. As we heard Paul in our epistle reading, he said God spoke again. But this time He spoke in a person. The person of Jesus Christ. The Son of God. Whose very birth, life, death, and resurrection has totally changed the world. He's recreated the world in His Word, by His Word. The Word of God became flesh and came to live among us, to be one of us, that he might share our struggle, that he might come to know what we experience, the pain and suffering. He was spoken into the world to be the life and the light of all people. And we're told the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. God has spoken to his people for the final time in Jesus Christ. Jesus is everything God wanted to say. It encompasses everything he wants to say and do for us. He is God. But not everybody recognizes him. And not everybody accepts him. But as John's Gospel says, for those who do, they have the right to become children of God. Born not of the human will or of the flesh, but born of God. The great Anglican theologian John Stott wrote, I could never believe in God if it were not for the cross. As brutal as that was, in the real world of pain, how could we come to worship a God who was immune to it, who didn't understand it, who had no experience of it? Now, we don't know the reason God allows evil and suffering to continue, but we know the reason it isn't what it can't be. It can't be that he doesn't love us, and it can't be that he doesn't care for us. Indeed, God so loved us and so hates suffering that he was willing to enter our messy world and become involved in it. Become involved in your life and mine. As we've read through God's upper story of salvation and we've seen the lower story, our messy lives, we've seen times when they've come real close and we've seen times when they are so divergent that they may never return to one another again. But here, on this morning, this Christmas story, the God's upper story and our lower story have come together once and for all in the person of Jesus Christ. The birth of Christ has bridged the great divide between God and us. And in it, God has said, this is who I am. I know you. I understand you. And I love you, and I want to be with you forever. And so this journey of faith that we're on together, as I said, doesn't just happen. We've got to allow Christ to be born within us. We have to allow him to live in us. We have to make room in our lives for him to come in and to be nurtured and to be tended to, and to be cared for. He wants to become more and more of your life, so that his life and his light may shine through you into the darkness of our world. Ask God to make it so. Amen.